The mob attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th continues to have ripple effects throughout the country, and that's where we're going to start today. Remember, back in January, thousands of rioters stormed the Capitol to try to stop lawmakers from certifying the lawful election of Joe Biden as president. And there are still those who refuse to accept the results of the election. Today, there was a rally in Washington, D.C. in support of people being held for their involvement in the January 6th attack. Authorities worried it could turn violent. But as it turns out, the scene today looked very different from the one 8 months ago. NPR's Tom Bowman was there, and he's with us now. Tom, thank you so much for being here.
Good to be with you, Michelle.
So would you just set the scene for us? How was the turnout?
Well, you know, they expected some 700 people, and I would say no more than 50 or so showed up. You know, they carried American flags and signs saying justice for January 6th. They wore red, white, and blue shirts, and it was almost completely peaceful. We saw only one argument between the competing groups, protesters and counter-protesters. The police weighed in, pulled one of the guys away to cool off, no arrests. And there were actually maybe even more journalists than protesters. Besides local press, there were reporters from all over the world, from Canada, France, Turkey, and Belgium. And again, a very, very small turnout at this rally.
Of those few who did turn out, what was their message? What were they saying?
Well, the overall message was protesting the continued confinement of those arrested during the January 6th insurrection. Now, of course, some 600 were arrested that day. Most have been released or working out plea deals. Now, there are some 78 still being held, and those them are charged with more serious crimes of beating up law enforcement or media or have prior criminal records. Now, one woman named Janie from South Carolina and Phil from Kentucky, they only allowed first names because, you know, they don't trust the media. And some of the speakers actually said, don't talk to the press. Now, both said there are many more people in jail than the government is reporting. And this is something we heard from several people, along with the fact that they believe Antifa and Black Lives Matter members actually broke into the Capitol posing as Trump supporters. Let's listen.
And those weren't Trump supporters. They were all wearing, I don't know, I didn't ask them their names, but they were blacked out in gear.
So they were black helmets, black clothes, black backpacks, who started bursting the windows first. There were some Trump supporters trying to fight them off. I'm sure there were Trump supporters who got involved. But initially what I saw was what looked like either BLM or Antifa.
And of course, Michelle, I was there that day, January 6th, for the insurrection. There's no evidence at all that there was any Antifa people or Black Lives Matter people in that crowd. I saw them with my own eyes. Those who have been arrested clearly were Trump supporters. There's no evidence of that. And Michelle, it's also worth mentioning that almost everyone we talked with also did not trust the COVID vaccine, including that woman, Janie, who says she's a nurse practitioner and does not want to get the vaccine.
That is NPR's Tom Bowman. Tom, thank you.
You're welcome, Michelle.